You're doing great. Well,
thanks for lifting my spirits. Next time, try lifting the box. Please hurry.
I don't need a treadmill.
The doctor says you need to get exercise.
I get plenty of exercise.
Crushing my will to live is an exercise.
If she isn't going to use it, then why are we doing this?
She'll use it. All I need is to rig it with a fishing pole and a honey-baked ham.
All right. Now what?
We set it up in Howie's old room.
Do you know how to set it up?
Please, I'm an MIT-trained engineer. I think I can handle it.
Ah! I told you this thing would kill me!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
The Big Bang Theory.
So she's going to be laid up for at least 6 weeks.
Oh, poor Mrs. Wallowitz.
Should we do something for her?
I know. Let's go see the new Spider-Man movie.
Sheldon, we're talking about your friend's mother. She got hurt.
I thought that subject had run its course, so I changed it. It's called Reading the Room, Amy.
Hi.
Hey, how are things on the set?
Actually,
the movie's not as bad as you thought.
Oh, no, it is. But I decided instead of complaining about it, I'm just going to go in every day and give it my all.
Good for you.
Thanks. There's no reason why I shouldn't be the best bisexual go-go dancer slowly transforming into a killer gorilla anyone's ever seen.
I don't know. The bisexual gorilla go-go dancer in Schindler's List is tough to beat.
Very good. Because a gorilla go-go dancer of any sexual preference would be out of place in a film about the Holocaust.
It only gets funnier when you explain it, Sheldon.
I know.
Okay, she's all settled in the guest room.
Maybe we should get one of those machines to help her up the stairs.
You mean a forklift?
Howie.
I'm sorry, I just can't deal with this right now.
Taking care of your own mother? How can you say that?
Bernie, she's going to be off her feet for 6 to 8 weeks. Are you prepared to feed her, wash her, and take her to the toilet?
I would do it for my mother.
Yeah, of course you would. You're a loving person. I'm what my people would call a putz.
Look, I'm not crazy about the idea, but what other choice do we have?
We get a nurse, preferably someone from a third world country who's used to suffering and unpleasant smells.
You'd hire a total stranger to take care of the woman who raised you? That's so cruel.
Not if we pay them well and let them listen to the music of their homeland.
I need to tinkle!
Sounds like a job for a loving person. Would you like me to play some Polish music while you carry her to the toilet?
You are a putz.
As advertised.
Thanks for coming with me.
Thanks for inviting me after everyone else said no. Are you gonna get 3D glasses?
I brought my own. No sense in risking bridge of nose herpes.
Is that a real thing?
Well, until they invent nose condoms, I'm not finding out.
Emily? Hey!
Oh, hey, Raj.
This is my friend Sheldon. Sheldon, this is Emily.
Oh, yes, you're the dermatologist. I went for a walk yesterday without sunscreen. Do you see anything on my forehead that I should be concerned about?
You know what? I better go. My movie's about to start.
Are you here alone?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Hey, should we get our seats?
Yeah. It was nice seeing you. I'll call you later.
Yeah, okay.
That was awkward, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it because she's dating you but was out with that other fellow?
Yes.
Good. I thought she saw something on my forehead.
And action.
Please don't shut me out.
Go away. Just go away.
I swear I will find a way to turn you back.
What gave you the right to mix my DNA with that of a killer gorilla?
I was trying to save your life.
Life? What life? Look at me, I'm a monster! And now I have blood on my hands, or pause. I don't know.
The director is texting.
You can't give up. I love you.
Love you too. But I'm afraid I love killing more. And like one day I might actually try and kill you.
And cut.
Leonard is on set.
All right, let's set up for the next scene.
Actually, you know what? Can we do one more? I think I could do it better.
Let's just move on.
No one cares.
Well, I care. I mean, look, if we're going to do this, why not try and make it something we're actually proud of?
She hides her gorilla hands.
Look, sweetie, this movie is garbage, but you should be happy about that, because if it was a good movie, you wouldn't be in it.
Whoa, hang on. There's no need to insult her.
And who are you?
I'm her boyfriend.
Isn't she too hot for you?
A little, yeah.
Well, boyfriend, get off my set.
You can't do that. He's with me.
You know what? You can get off my set, too. You're fired.
What? You can't fire me. I'm the star. I'm the girl that goes bananas. It says so on the poster.
Yeah, but we just shot the last scene where we see your face. So from now on, the star of the movie is whoever wears this.
Hey, if you're gonna fire her, then you have to fire me too.
Wow, that fell apart really fast.
Thanks for skipping the movie. Couldn't sit in that theater for 2 hours wondering about Emily and that guy.
Oh, quite all right. After my forehead melanoma scare, I've learned not to sweat the small stuff. Now, sorry, I don't have all the ingredients to make chai tea.
You don't have to make me anything.
No, I do. You're upset about Emily and you're Indian. I need to make you chai tea. Now, I have all the ingredients except cardamom seeds. Do you happen to have any on you?
Sorry, I left them in my turban.
Oh, I'll make English breakfast tea. They destroyed your culture. That's close enough. Yeah, I'm curious. Why are you so upset about seeing Emily with another man?
Wouldn't you be upset if you saw Amy out with someone else?
Can't happen. We have an ironclad relationship agreement, which precludes her from physical contact with anyone other than me.
But you don't have sex with her either.
Slick, huh?
To be truthful, Emily and I haven't dated that long, and we never agreed to be exclusive to each other.
Have you had intercourse?
No.
Well, stick to your guns. There'll be a lot of pressure.
Howard's mom's house.
I'm hungry again!
It's like the world's fattest cuckoo clock.
Talking about having a baby someday, this is exactly what it's gonna be like.
No, it's not.
Come on, the constant fussing, eating, pooping, burping, drooling. We're even waiting for the day when she can finally walk on her own.
Maybe you're right. Anything she finds on the floor goes right in her mouth.
I'm just telling you now, if we do have kids, don't expect me to do all the work.
Hey, I'm a very paternal person. I'd be excellent at taking care of a baby.
I'm still hungry!
I'm coming, you big baby!
You know, the only thing worse than doing a movie where they glue monkey hair to your ass is getting fired from a movie where they glue monkey hair to your ass.
Forget it, man. It's crap. You just move on to the next thing.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You used to be famous.
Hey. I just lost a job for you.
All right, I'm sorry you're famous.
Penny, it's not about being famous. It's about the art. It's about the passion we have for our craft. I have an audition for Sharknado 2. If I book this, I'm totally gonna pay you back for this beer.
Will Wheaton dashes off.
What am I doing with my life?
Even second thoughts about acting?
You were on set, you saw what it was like.
Yeah, but it's not always that bad.
Oh, really?
What about when you did Anne Frank at that cute little theater?
It was over a bowling alley.
Yeah, but there was ample parking.
Are you done?
And you were so good in the TV commercial.
It was for hemorrhoid cream.
And I got itchy and swollen just watching you.
Dad, you are really not cheering me up.
Come on. How can you be sad when you're going home with all 5'6" of this?
You think you're 5'6"? That's funny.
I don't understand it. I'm a nice guy. I have a great job. Well-educated. Come from a good family. Why don't women want to be with me?
Interesting question. Well, good night.
Don't send me home. I can't be alone right now.
That's your problem. You can't be alone.
What do you mean?
How many women have you had dates with?
11.
How many of those women did you think would become your perfect companion?
11. Wait, do I count the 200-pound Sailor Moon girl that Howard and I had a threesome with at Comic-Con?
Sure.
I'll stick with 11. She liked Howard better.
Well, now do you see the problem?
Maybe. I don't know. It's late. I should go.
Raj pauses in the doorway.
Look, I do get what you're saying. Instead of desperately clinging to any woman who'll go out with me, I need to work on my fear of being alone.
I was trying to suggest chemical castration, but... It's my bedtime, so whatever gets you out the door. Good night.
Sheldon locks him out.
What took you so long? The grocery store's a few blocks away.
They only had regular yogurt. I had to go to a different store to get the extra fat kind your mom likes.
Then why do I smell coffee on your breath?
So what? After 2 days of taking care of her, excuse me for stopping to get a mocha.
A mocha? Well, it must be nice to be queen.
Queen? I've been killing myself here.
Well, whose fault is that? I wanted to get a nurse, but you were all, I'm nice, I want your security.
Mocha. And you know what else I'm glad about? I bought you a brownie and I ate it in the car!
Howard!
Thanks a lot. Now I have to go rub her belly again.
Raj opens his door to Emily.
Hey.
Thanks for letting me come over.
Of course, please, come in.
I wanted to say how sorry I am about tonight, and I want to make sure that we're okay.
Look, you and I haven't made any commitments to each other.
I know. I just felt like I needed to explain. The guy I was with did my last tattoo, and he's been asking me out for months. I finally said yes just to get it over with.
It's okay.
Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, it freaked me out a little, but that's my issue, not yours.
Wow. If I saw you out with another woman, I'd be pretty upset.
Thank you. Not just for being upset, but for believing that could happen.
Just so you know, I'm not seeing anyone else.
Well, me neither.
Okay.
Okay. Please. So, you have tattoos?
Yeah.
I don't. I have a hole in my belly button that may or may not have been a piercing.
That's cool.
It's a piercing. So, how many tattoos?
One on my shoulder, one not on my shoulder, and one really not on my shoulder.
It's been a long time since I've seen a girl's really not her shoulder.
Well, how about you show me your piercing and I show you my tattoos?
They kiss.
But before I take my shirt off, I just need like 10 minutes to do some crunches.
At Penny's.
Oh my God. What a day.
Can I get you anything?
Oh, no. I need to start making some smart decisions.
With your career?
With my life.
Like what?
I don't know. We could get married.
Come on, be serious.
I am.
Why? Because I'm a smart decision?
Well, yeah.
So I'm like a bran muffin.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, it's exactly what you're saying. I'm the boring thing you're choosing because I'm good for you.
What does it matter? The point is I'm choosing you.
No, it matters a lot. I don't want to be a bran muffin. I want to be a Cinnabon, you know? A strawberry Pop-Tart. Something you're excited about, even though it could give you diabetes.
Sweetie, you can be any pastry you want.
No, it's too late. I'm your bran muffin, probably fat-free and good for your colon.
You know what? Forget it. I never should have brought it up.
You know I want to marry you, but you're only doing this because you got fired and you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Okay, it may look that way, but getting fired from that movie was the best thing that could have happened to me, okay? I finally realized I don't need to be famous or have some big career to be happy.
Then what do you need?
You stupid Pop-Tart!
Oh. Then I guess I'm in.
Really? You guess you're in?
Not like, oh, I guess I'm in. Like, I guess I'm in!
Okay. Cool.
So is that it? Are we engaged?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure. Just... It feels a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, it kind of does, huh?
Oh, I know. This might help.
Leonard takes a diamond ring out of his wallet.
Where did you get a ring?
I had it for a couple of years. Not important.
He goes down on one knee.
Penny... Will you marry me?
Oh my God, yes.
This would have been so much more romantic if you didn't have monkey hair on your finger.
They kiss and hold one another.
How you feeling?
Last night was a little rough, but I think we're gonna get through this.
I'm proud of us.
Me too.
Where's my pancakes? Coming, Mrs. Waluigi.
A nurse carries a tray into Howard's mother's room.
You're right.
Welcome to Team Putz.